Mr. Marsalis, welcome back to the program. Right. Been here many times.
Yes, sir.
You're here as an artist in residence. That means you got a lot of work to do at the festival.
Uh-huh.
The three projects, how did you select what you were going to do at this festival?
I thought we'd give a diversity of things that we do. The one is full steam ahead with trains. People like that show. And some concerts we had done at Lincoln Center. And the other is the music of Ornette Coleman. We did our next music, I think, in 2003. One of those years. And I wanted to get back to his music and get a chance to play it. We knew he was going to be here at the festival, so kind of out of respect for him. We have a lot of music. I mean, we have so many, from Jelly Roll, Martin, Louis Armstrong, Ornette Coleman, Coltrane. So just something that I think the band will want to play.
Okay.
And then the last was just a talk I just talked about. Music, okay. Talk with Christian Scott, my young homeboy, he plays trumpet.
Okay, the train thing. Now, if I look back at the history, the train was very important in the first and second immigration wave from the South going up north. So the train for African Americans was very important. Mm-hmm. What can you...
You're touching on it. You got to it. Well, there are many trains. There's a literal train that would take the people from the South to the North.
Yeah.
That's when many people from Mississippi would go to Chicago,
right.
Alabama, Detroit, you know, it was straight up. Then there is the gospel train, the glory train. That's in a lot of the spirituals, the last train. And that's the kind of overview of our music.
Yeah.
And then there's the metaphoric train. And that's the train that sounded bling, 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 like little references in the music to a train. Wow! The hollering and screaming of the horns on a plunging meter. The shuffle rhythm of the blues, that's the metaphoric train.
Okay. The music of Ornette Coleman, what is important? What is his contribution to the music?
He taught us how to play melodies that were not related to harmony, that were not constricted by harmonies. He taught us how to have a freer call and response. He taught us how to change character when we're playing. More than any other jazz musician, he can play different moods and characters one right after another. One thing would be like doop boop boop dip, something happy, ba dip ba dip ba dip, loo doo loo 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 dip, ooh doo doo boo dip doo doo doo. There'd be something sad like the blues. Then his playing is very gestural. He play things like you do that with your eyebrows. He can play that. So he taught us those things, and playing his music teaches us how to play with that type of diversity of expression. And to play melodically.
Okay. Now, a couple of years ago, you and I sat down and we talked about a little at length about what motivates you in music, and a subject came up with Chan Dominguez, who's also here at the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, there's a sort of kind of Spanish blues, and you asked him, is that the blues as we understand it? And he said, no, that's the blues as we understand it.
Right.
So that there's a whole difference. And you explained about how you were looking for a common thread that connects all these musics. Could you talk about it a little bit again?
They're right. There are certain common threads that do connect all the musics. One is the relationship with six stomach. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, three, one, two, the New Orleans clave. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, one, two, three, one, two, three, one, and four.
Okay.
And then the sound of the blues, like half steps and bent notes and things of that type of nature. Let's get out the way. So toots and them. Good. I've been working on them a lot, man. I peeped out a lot of bill. We just came off a tour with them.
Okay. Oh yeah.
We just came off a tour. We were talking about bells all the last 2 months.
Okay, man. Because you were telling me about your teacher. You didn't see that.
Man, we've been talking about bell patterns for 2 months.
Okay. So did it get you any closer?
Oh yeah, a lot closer.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot closer. So understanding the bells.
Okay.
Four and three together.
Okay, so that's...
Four and three.
Because sometimes you hear, you know, the people will tell you it's you have to speak the language, too.
Yeah.
You know. Okay.
Four and three together. Ding, 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 ding. Tap that rhythm off for me. Keep doing it. I'm not lining up with you. Anyway, you see, it's like four against three. You get that feeling?
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding,
okay, well, I got a lot of studying to do. Thank you very much for your time.
Hey, man. Thank you.
Good to see you.
I can show you a mistake that I made with that bell pattern.
Okay.
So because I was hearing it ding getting king 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 getting king 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 getting king 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 getting king. But that means that the bell is in 4/4 on the offbeats. It wouldn't be that way. But if I go ding 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 getting king 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 getting 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 king king king. Then you can play in 4 against that. Ding 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 getting king 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 getting king 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 king.
Oh,
bell patterns.
Wow, man, that's deep. That's some deep stuff.
Yeah. And they play on that. We're just singing the bell. They play all kinds of stuff on it.
It's what like Dave Brubeck told me, man. It's because the whole thing with that Time Out album, you know, Turkish guys playing 9/8, turn that shit around, Bulgarians. I was there with a Bulgarian group. And they asked me, what time signature? I said, well, just 4/4 road to the sand, because they didn't speak their language. And then I asked him, what do you play? And he said, 7/16. And I said, how do you count it? He said, 1/2/3, 1/2/3. And when they dance, they start on the 7. Mm-hmm. Like that.